Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
South African companies are now under legal obligation, not just moral pressure, to transform their workplaces. New employment equity targets, published in April and effective from 1 September, set legally binding representation goals for black people, women, and people with disabilities across 18 economic sectors. With tough penalties, tighter reporting standards, and sector-specific targets, this is a landmark moment for workplace transformation. But here's my question. Are the targets realistic in a low-growth economy such as ours? Are companies ready? And what's the bigger picture when it comes to competitiveness, ESG, and social stability? Someone who's applied his mind to that is the executive chairman of 21st Century, Maputa Diaz, who joins me now. Maputa, a very warm welcome to you. So just maybe a little bit of context, first of all, what's the biggest shift, in your opinion, in these new regulations compared to the past?
Well, the latest amendment to the Employment Equity Act provides powers to the minister to identify numerical targets in various industry sectors. And as you would appreciate, those sectors have been stacked in terms of statistics, South Africa's framework in terms of dividing the economy into various sectors. Now, what the department has done is to look at the performance of companies over time. I mean, we are now more than 20 years transforming organizations in terms of the Employment Equity Act. They have looked at specific sectors and based on that, through the NEDLAC process, identified numerical targets for each and every one of those 18 sectors. Now, whether or not those are reasonable or not remains to be seen, Jeremy. From a business point of view, we have had a careful look at those. And from a business point of view, we have looked at that from the point of view of what our role is and how we can support and assist companies in terms of achieving those targets.
All right, that's the background then. Let's be honest, though, the process has not been without its criticism, and you talk about reasonableness. And some companies are emphatically saying the targets are unachievable in a struggling low-growth economy. Do they have a point?
Well, to some extent, I would like to believe that they have a point. But as I indicated, our standpoint as a company is, well, those are given. And within the context of the current economic situation, and what is our role as a business to assist employees to achieve those? We must also not forget the fact that consideration has also been made in terms of how the performance has been over the past 25 years, as reported by the Commission for Employment Equity, and that has also been taken into consideration. Whether or not those are reasonable or not reasonable, I think for us as a business, it would be somewhat uncomfortable order to comment on their reasonableness or otherwise.
I suppose there's a counterpoint to this argument as well, is that many businesses might be genuinely unprepared, but others have simply dragged their feet for too long.
Yeah. If you look at particularly, the SA Board for People Practices has now and then commented on the progress or otherwise. And the picture that they have put out there is one of, while there is considerable progress in certain sectors or industries, other sectors also need to improve in respect of those, particularly the top four workforce categories, and of course the employees with disabilities. Those are the areas where it is generally known that we haven't done well as a country.
I suppose there's also the risk that all of this becomes that euphemistic box-ticking exercise to avoid penalties rather than transformation. And it would be concerning that some CEOs might see this as a nice-to-have rather than a strategic priority.
Yeah, well, we believe that in terms of how the numerical targets have been set, and in terms of the requirements that have now been placed on business, and the impact that it will have on businesses that are not able to perform against those targets would be dire. And we advise strongly that this should not be regarded as a tick box exercise, but a genuine transformation intervention or approach to this transformation.
What is your understanding of penalties? How aggressive do you expect the Department of Labor to be with enforcement, given that enforcement capacity is an issue within the department itself?
Well, to date, you may be aware that up to 200 employers have been brought to the labor court. And the penalties range from anything up to 1.5 million rand or 2% of the company's turnover. So those penalties are dire. But our viewpoint is that this should not be done as a tick box exercise. And it should not be done for merely avoiding those penalties, but it should be done as part of businesses' transformation and the agenda that businesses have been pursuing for the past 25 years or so. And of course, now it requires that we change the way we do. We have always done things, because now we've got these targets in front of us that we need to work towards.
So you're the non-exec chair of a big organization. If you were advising a board today, what's the first thing that you would tell them to do before the 1st of September?
Well, I think as soon as possible, between now and the 1st of September, companies, we advise very strongly that companies should start putting together their workforce analysis. They must immediately conduct their workforce analysis, and not just cut and paste the previous workforce analysis. I would imagine that I would very strongly suggest that this should be an approach that they start from, as if they started from scratch, as opposed to just cutting and pasting the previous workforce analysis information they have. So let them do that. And once they have done that, then work towards a new plan in terms of for the next 5 years up to 2030. And of course, we very strongly also suggest that they do this jointly with their employment equity forums or committees, which are statutorily required for employers to jointly with those committees conduct those analysis.
Well, about 5 weeks or so to go before that 1 September deadline. Maputa Diaz, thank you very much indeed, non-executive chairman of 21st Century.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.